so eventually become full disciples of Christ Jesus.
Tulyoke tufuuke abayigirizwa ba
Yesutusobole
okufuuka ekifaananyi ekiyo
kya Yesu
tulyoke tukole ebintu engeri Mukama gye yabikolangamu okugyako nga tumaze okutegeera oba okukkiriza okuyiga okugenda mu maaso n'ekigambo kya Katonda tetusobola kukola tetusobola kubeera nga Yesu twagala kukyusibwa tyoke
tyoke
tubeere abaana ba Katonda tusobole okufuna obuyinza ku buli kintu okubeera nga Yesu ddala
ekizibu
eri abafirika
tusibiddwa
nnyo n'ebyekika kyemmanyi nti twafunye
ensomeddungengeri
gye tusobola okusumulwamu
okuva
olwaleero beera mwegendereza nnyo
get what this power can do us. Thank you for turning up in a big way.
Right
now, I want to invite Bishop Kitonde Kijia to take us ahead. So you can clap. You can
clap.
This morning,
kumacha gorwa lero,
we are almost leaving our brother behind in Kampala.
Almost.
Yesterday is very nice. His body has been tired. This morning I found him a bit tired. And then we agreed. Let me come and I'll pick him tomorrow. But as we had our breakfast, I believe the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
For resurrection.
I'm going. I strongly believe he has a message to bring to us.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
To share with us this message from him.
Katumwani is there, atulete obubaka n'engalo mbadde.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I want to make sure that you're alive and awake.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, if I walk around a little bit, it's not going to bother anybody, right? I like to walk when I preach. So praise God. Let us pray. Father, we are so very glad for the blood of Jesus Christ. We are so very glad that you are orchestrating our lives. Arranging every detail. Arranging every set of circumstances. That we might all come to the knowledge of the truth. That we might know the heart of God in that which is in your mind. Father, I call on that blood this morning. I ask that it touch my physical body. I ask that it touch my soul, my mind, my emotions, my desires, my God, that my will might be submitted to the desire and the word of God this morning. Father, I pray for this congregation of people that they not hear with a natural ear, but as it is admonished to the church in Revelation, that we might hear as the Spirit would speak and that we might have that understanding. Praise the Lord. So we submit ourselves to you this morning. We invoke the blood of Jesus Christ. My God, let your presence be preeminent in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm very, very glad to be here this morning. I believe I'm here by divine appointment. I believe that you are here by divine appointment. I am finding that we are coming into the end of time, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before that can happen, the Bible says that he must come back for a church without spot or without wrinkle. So that means that there is a measure of perfection that God is looking for. As far as humanity is concerned. If I go too fast for you, just pull on my shirt tail, will you?
Mm.
Yeah. And there is a word that God is bringing to those who have an eye to hear. I should say an eye to see and an ear to hear. Because God is looking for that eye, he is looking for that ear. There is a lot of religion in the world. There's a lot of churches in the world. And I have covered a lot of territory in the last 30 years, 40 years, going to many different places in the world. And the church does not have the strength. The church does not have the power to overcome the darkness. And if you look at the church in many places in the world, the church is becoming like the world. Their structure, their organization, the way that they do things, the committees that they have, the entertainment that they are bringing in. There is not much difference in this hour between the church and the world. That was not the intention of God from the beginning. Did you hear me? That was not the intention of God from the beginning. Hallelujah. In fact, in the beginning, God did not desire a church. He did not want an organization. What it was that God wanted was a body. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? God wants a body of which He can be the head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you're probably going to hear some things this morning that seem a bit strange. Maybe it will aggravate you, maybe it will irritate you, or maybe it will bless you. What I would encourage you to do is to take what is being spoken, get into the scriptures. You have a responsibility. You, as a people of God, have a responsibility. And that responsibility is that each and every one of you has to hear from God individually. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Because there are circumstances or situations that are coming upon the earth where you will need to be able to know the reality of God individually, because you will not have the opportunity to call pastor or to call this one or to call that one. You have to be able to hear from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So one of the things that I am bringing to you, one of the things, is the need that you have to have a personal, viable, living, walking, talking relationship with a living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in one of the books of Thessalonians that in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. That means many people are going to be turning their backs upon God, renouncing the reality of God for one reason or another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have been in many countries, and probably you have some experience with it in this country, when persecution arises, murder and mayhem and all of the atrocities that the devil can work on humanity through humanity. Hallelujah. Many recant, many turn away. Hallelujah. My question to you, is your reality of Jesus Christ great enough in the midst of that reality of tribulation to give you the strength to stand fast and not recant or renounce the reality of Him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a woman by the name of Corrie Ten Boom. And she was Dutch by nature, by nationality, and she was a young lady in her teens when the Germans came into Holland. And her and her family decided that they would begin to help the Jews escape. And so they made what we would call an underground railroad to transport these people out of Holland. And in the course of time, they were discovered, and the Germans came in and arrested their family, and they split the family. They sent part of it off to some concentration camp. She never saw them again, but her and her sister were arrested and put into the same prison camp, and she has a tremendous testimony. testimony of how God saved her and how God used her after that experience to travel all over the world. And I believe she even came here to Uganda. And I believe that she lived here for a period of 2 years. If it isn't Uganda, it's someplace here in Africa that she came. And one of the things that the Lord was telling her to do was to go to the different denominations and to prepare them for the coming tribulation. Because the church isn't ready to be persecuted.
Sorry.
The church is not ready to be persecuted. Have you ever heard of a man called Watchman Nee? Watchman Nee was a very intelligent man. He was Chinese and he lived in China, and he was a church leader of one of the major denominations. And you know, the church at that time had a doctrine called rapture, a doctrine which the church now holds. And that doctrine says that you don't have to worry about tribulation, because you are going to be raptured out of the tribulation. That's what the doctrine says.
Excuse me. It will be.
Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. And this was a doctrine that he believed. And this is a doctrine that he was teaching. But he did not count on the communists rising up in China. And when the communists rose up in China, they begin to slaughter the church. Did you hear me? They begin to slaughter the church. And the only thing that would save you, your life, or your family's life, is if you would recant of your position and your belief in a living God. Hallelujah. Well, many of the church left the faith. They smuggled Watchman Nee out. They managed to smuggle him out of the country. And he was put up in Hong Kong. But the cry of the church in its place of suffering and persecution, and in the accusation that was coming, they were saying, "Where is our deliverance? Where is our position of relief?" Hallelujah. They were not ready. They were not ready. The Bible says that a great tribulation, such as the world has never ever known, is coming upon the world. Hallelujah. And it is for the sake of that tribulation that God is bringing a word to his people. It is a word that is to strengthen them. It is a word to encourage them. And it is a word to challenge them. Hallelujah. You know, I did not come thinking what I'm going to preach to you. I'm not that kind of preacher. God told me when he called me, he said, "You go, you open your mouth, and I will fill it." Hallelujah. So the word that I'm bringing to you is a special word for you as a people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that there is a word that God is loosing in this hour. Preaching, if it's an anointed, is not just words of a vocabulary or a particular language. It's like prophecy. Prophecy is not words. Prophecy is a thought or an intent that is in God concerning you. Hallelujah. And when that prophecy is spoken, it releases an energy of God into the environment in which it is spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why the Bible said that no word of God goes out and does not return to him with the fruit of why it was sent. Did you hear me? That's in Isaiah. And it is the same word that the angel Gabriel brought to Mary. Did you hear me?
Yes.
And I want you to understand the power that that word has. Hallelujah. Mary could not believe what it was the angel was saying until the angel began to tell her the thought and the intent of God for her. When she heard the reality of it, it created the ability for her to believe. And when she believed, she conceived. Hallelujah. I would ask you, is that just something that happened for the sake of Mary? Or was it something that God did to demonstrate the reality of the word that we hear that is spoken under the power of the unction? Hallelujah. When I was a sinner, and I was a very big sinner, and I was helpless in my sin, and many times many people came to me and they told me I was going to hell, that I needed to be born again. But it did nothing for my sin. I kept sinning. But one day, one man with the same word spoke something to me that was in the spirit. And when I heard what he said, it gave me the ability to believe in God. And I conceived and I was born again.
Oh,
hallelujah! Hallelujah. Church has become a tradition. Church has become a ritual. Church should not be something you do. You go, you join yourself together. You come in, you sing your songs. You do your meeting. You shake hands afterward. Hallelujah. You go home. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Hallelujah. Church should be an experience of change. Did you hear me? It should go down in the depths of your soul. Hallelujah. And illuminate your darkness. Hallelujah. And in that illumination of light, my God, you receive something from God that changes, that changes you. Hallelujah. My God.
Amen.
There was a woman who lived in Hungary. She lived in Hungary under the communists. And she was a woman that had a particular affliction. Her and her husband were Christians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they were worshiping God in their home. And she wanted to do something. But the problem was she was paralyzed from tip of her head to the tip of her toes. The only movement she has was with her hands and her fingers. Two fingers. Her husband would set an old typewriter on her chest. Hallelujah. And she would painstakingly type out portions of scriptures. Day in, day out. You know, and can you imagine? Week in, week out, month after month, year after year, seemingly doing the same thing. Can you imagine wanting to be able to spread the news of Jesus Christ? To be able to walk down the street? To be able to fellowship with different individuals in freedom of movement? Year in, year out. And her husband faithfully ministering to her, taking care of her, encouraging him year in, year out. Hallelujah. Many times she wanted to give up. Many times saying, I'm not doing enough. I want to do more, but I can't. One day she died. Hallelujah. And they planned a little funeral because they did not have a widespread acquaintance. They had no family to speak of, so they didn't really expect too much to be happening at the funeral. But somehow that word of her dying and her passing began to go out. And as they were there at the graveyard, people started coming in from all over. All over. And the crowd began to grow and grow. And every one of them had a little slip of paper in their hand that had a portion of scripture. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. Do you understand the point? Not thinking she's doing much. Her circumstances doesn't change. But she's changing in spite of her circumstances. She's overcoming her circumstances. Her life, her two little fingers of typing reached out and touched hundreds of people, many receiving God because of her effort and her position, her place of steadfastness. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, brethren, we think that we need to change our environment in order to do better.
Let me get time and spend that one.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's not interested in changing your environment. Did you hear me? God's not interested in changing your environment. God is interested in changing you. In spite of your environment. Hallelujah. My environment should not have the authority over me to dictate to me what I should do and what I don't do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I could have stayed home this morning. My body is telling me you need rest. My head is telling me I hurt. I want to sleep. Hallelujah. But I did not come to rest. I did not come to sleep. Hallelujah. I had a divine appointment this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God says to me, I want you to go over there. And I say to God, I could say to God, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Am I going to allow the fact that I don't have any money to stop me from doing what God has told me to do? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm not going to let my environment rule over the will of God for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some of you are living in some very tough circumstances. Hallelujah. I have been coming to Africa for almost 40 years. Did you hear me? I know the poverty. I know the sickness. I know the careless attitude. I know the survival of the fittest mentality. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something. God knew of your environment. God knew of your poverty. God knew of your sickness. God knew of your destitution. Hallelujah. But that did not stop God from bringing the blood that you might be born again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only that, I know the darkness. The spiritual darkness. The witchcraft. The things that are done in secret. Hallelujah. The murder. And the bloodlust. And the perversion. All of that darkness on you. As a people. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. But it could not stop God. Did you hear me? Could not stop God. Hallelujah. From sending the light into your life. Hallelujah. The first miracle that you or I ever had is when we were delivered by being born again. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. You know, I come from a long generation of sin and degradation. I have thieves in my family tree. I have liars in my family tree. I have murderers in my family tree. I have adultery in my family tree. I have fornication and sin and perversion in my family tree. I am born in the generation of sin upon sin upon sin. Buried, do you hear me? Under that darkness, what hope? What position or restoration, chance of restoration? Look up, Akandaya. And in spite of all of that, God spoke a word, and that word was let there be light. And that light, that light went down into the very depths of hell. Do you hear me? The lying couldn't stop it. The murder couldn't stop it. The stealing couldn't stop it. The perversion couldn't stop it. Hallelujah. And it created a kingdom of righteousness. Did you hear me? It created a kingdom of righteousness in the midst of that darkness. Hallelujah. You know, the church tells me, hallelujah, that I am born again, that I might somehow, some way, make it through to the end of my days. And if I am considered worthy enough, get into heaven. Hallelujah. That's contrary to Bible teaching. That's contrary to the concept or the thought in God's mind. Hallelujah. Why would I want to be trying to get into heaven, brother, when heaven has already come down inside of me? Did you hear me? Where is the kingdom of God? Is it out here in a physical sense? Or is it in here? In the reality? Yes. Hallelujah.
Give me a time, your time.
Sure. Take all the time you need.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Okay. We ready? Turn with me to the scripture. I'm going to show you that it's not my thinking, it's God's thinking. Genesis chapter 1. Do you believe that God is the same today as He was yesterday and He will be the same tomorrow? You believe that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But let us read what God desired from the beginning. And it says in verse 27, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them.
Katonda na atondo omu.
Hallelujah.
Ye mungeri ya katonda.
I want to go.
Omusajja n'omukazi buya batonda.
Let me go back up to verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Hello? Hallelujah. Do you have a... All right, what does your Bible say?
Katonda n'ayogera nti tukole omuntu.
Does it say in his image?
Yeah.
And into his likeness?
Mungeri ye, mukifananyi kye. Bible yamwe bwegamba. Eno bwegambye.
And the way that you translate the word likeness, what does it mean? Tell me.
Mungeri. Likeness is like.
To be the same as.
The same as, yeah.
Ezikabane
mukiwulidde mungeri ye kitegeeza toba ofaanana n'oyo mungeri mukifaanana.
So your Bible and my Bible agree.
Bible yo neyange bikizganyiza sibabulira
that you and I are supposed to be perfect.
Ekitegeeza nti gwe nange tulina kubanga tutuukiriziddwa.
Are you there? We are supposed to be perfect. Hallelujah. So, well, what happened? What went wrong? What happened? Somewhere along the line, did God change his mind? Do you believe that what God intended in the beginning is what God wants at the end of the day?
Huh?
You know, when it talks about Noah, and in Hebrews, I believe it's the 11th or the 12th chapter, it says of Noah that Noah was perfect in his generation. There are levels or standards of perfection for each generation. In the development of God's plan for humanity in what it was he wanted in the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know something? The devil's very clever. The devil decided that he could not overcome you as a Christian. So he decided to join the church. Did you know that the church, that the devil belongs to the church? My Bible says that he shall come as an angel of what? Light. That means that he's going to be coming looking like God. So, and no, you know, the devil was there when God did all of this. You understand? He was there. He was watching. And he knew that what God was giving man was something that he did not possess. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
The devil could never step into man's shoes unless he could get man shoes by the right of conquest. So he had to invent a different gospel. Hallelujah. Hello, are you there? The devil had to invent a different gospel. And so, and the gospel that he came with is, we see it in Genesis chapter 3. Now, there's something that you have to understand about this Bible. The situations in the circumstances in the Bible, although they are natural circumstances with natural people in natural circumstances, in situations of environment, they are spiritual in nature, and they are describing something on a higher level with a larger understanding and wisdom that is involved in it. Hallelujah. Paul told us in one of the books he wrote in Corinthians, I believe, he says, first the natural, then the spiritual, and then he went on to say in another place that the relationship of Abraham with Hagar was a symbolic relationship that represented man working in the humanity and flesh with the world. Huh? It says that one generates life and liberty, which is Abraham and Sarah with Isaac.
Huh?
The other generates bondage. Hallelujah. But Abraham, Hagar and Ishmael. Praise God. Though natural, it has a spiritual significance. And we find the devil starting his own church in the very beginning.
Sorry?
We find the devil starting his own church in the very beginning. Hallelujah. Now, you know, the woman, she did not know any different. She was an innocent. She was a victim. Hallelujah. Of her circumstances. And what she heard the devil speaking evidently made some sort of sense and reason to her for her to submit to the will of the devil. Hallelujah. And you know something? The devil did not wander too far from the truth. He just took the truth and he twisted it a little bit. And in the twisting of it, it would provoke an action in the woman that would separate her from God. Hallelujah. It's called the spirit of deception. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there are certain truths that I have a reality of. Because of my relationship with Jesus Christ. And you could never, I hope, shake me or make me believe something other than what it is I know to be God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there are other things in my life, in my experience of living, that I do not have that same reality. So where I would stand firm with one, I might be kind of vacillating with the other. Hallelujah. And the only thing that is going to create for me a position of safety is in my position of personal relationship with God. Hallelujah.
jenina eye kimemete nze ne Kristo yeyiko kuponya eyala eja ni Kristo.
Hallelujah. I'll give it to you in a natural sense. I know Brother Chijoki for many, many, many years. And we have had fellowship over the years and built a relationship. There's a confidence and a trust that I have in him. And I trust that it's vice versa. And if somebody would come to me and they would say to me, you know what Brother Choke said about you? He said so and so and so and so and so and so. And it could be very bad. But you know, I know the brother. My first reaction, he said, he never said that. He never said that. And they would say, well, why do you think he would not say that? And I can say, because I know him. Huh? I know him. The indictment in the New Testament against the New Testament church was an indictment that says, I do not know you. Hello? You remember the man, the scripture? He says, did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not heal? Did we not heal the sick? Did I not pay my tithes? Was I not faithful to feed the poor? Did I not do all the things that church is supposed to do? Nevertheless, I do not know you. And he didn't say, depart from me, you wayward, backslidden Christian. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He's talking about the New Testament church. That's a New Testament church. Hallelujah. And the fact of the matter is, the New Testament church does all of those things, but they forget the principal thing, and that is to know God. Hallelujah. 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 There was a rich young ruler. And he came to Jesus. And he wanted something. He wanted the fullness of God. Did you hear me? He wanted the fullness of God. Now, all of his life he had been instructed and to behave in a certain manner. And I believe that he wasn't doing it as ritual. He was doing it because he loved God. But he didn't love God quite enough. Jesus said to him, well, if you want to be perfect, honor your father and your mother. Do this, do that. And the man said, I have done all of these things from my youth up until now. And it was true. How do we know that it was true? Because the Lord did not correct him. What he said was, one thing you lack. One thing. One thing you lack to be perfect. Give all that you have. Come and walk in my footsteps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have Genesis chapter 1. Let us make man in our image and let him have dominion. What does your Bible say for dominion? What does that mean?
To reign.
Huh?
Rule.
To rule.
To rule, subdue.
Yeah, well, the subdue and dominion, you have to subdue it in order to have dominion.
Okay.
There was a dominion that was granted to them. It says, over the dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all of the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Now God is not just a man of words, a God of words, but he has something of an endowment that he gave to man. Because it said, and God blessed them. It's not like me coming up and saying, well, brother, God bless you. It's like a salutation or a hello or a goodbye. It is an impartation. Out of God comes God. Hallelujah. And you know, I should have the same power. I lay my hands on this brother and I say, God bless you. Hallelujah. And there should be something of God coming out of me, my God, that goes into his physical body as well into the spirit of his being. Bless him. Hallelujah. But if I don't believe it, what happens? Nothing. It becomes traditional. It becomes something that is ritualistic. It's something we say because we are Christians. We don't have the reality of what it is in us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need that reality. You need that reality. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to have the dominion. And it's not that you don't have the dominion. You just don't realize the reality of the dominion that you have. Hallelujah. And so it says that God blessed him and God said unto him, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Hallelujah.
Mweyongerenga, mwalenga mujuzensi, mujirie, mufugenga, ebyomunyanja, nebivuka waguru, mubulietino bramu, kitambula kunsi, mufuge mulie.
Hallelujah. How do I put this? The Bible says that we are to love our father and our mothers. And we take it and we love them and then we build shrines to them.
Sorry.
We take it, we take the word, we love them, and then when they die, we build shrines to them. It's called ancestral worship. Did you hear me? Do you know about ancestral worship? Huh? I think, yeah, you probably know about it, don't you? If you don't know about it, this will be the only African country I've ever been in that didn't practice it. Bible says, let the dead bury the dead. God says, I am the God of the living, not of the dead. Everything is so wrapped up into Christianity. It's all been incorporated. One of the things that the Catholic Church does was to make everything religious. You know, the Bible says that God is a jealous God. The first and great commandment is that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our might, with all of our mind. Hallelujah. You know, I love my mom and my dad. They were very good to me. Both of them made it into heaven. They both got born again. But you know, I don't even know where they're buried. And you know what? Something else. I never even attended my dad's funeral. Boy, I wonder what would happen if some of you didn't attend your mother or your father's funeral. You see, my mom is not dead. My father is not dead. They're here with me. We are surrounded by a great host. A great cloud of witnesses. Hello? Are you there?
Amen.
Why would I want to celebrate the dead? Why would I want to give credence to a lie? Why would I want the devil to have a handle to bring me into a place of bondage? You know, we're dealing with serious business, you know. You're dealing with eternity and the reality of it. This environment is not the real thing. We have heaven and hell all around us. We have heaven and hell inside of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants the heaven inside of you to push the hell that is inside of you out of you.
Amen.
And
begin to invade your physical environment. Hallelujah. Peter was in a prison. The saints were praying. I don't know what their attitude was, but they must not believe what they were praying. Because when God answered their prayer, they didn't believe it. He said, the lady, the little girl said, Peter's at the door. And they say, he's in prison. He can't be at the door, he's in prison. Brethren, these experiences, these stories in the Bible, are they just historical, biblical, Christian facts? Is that all they are? Are there nothing else in the reality of it? Hallelujah. Amen. If that is what it is, we just need to throw it away. Because it's no better than any other history book. It's past. It's finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this is supposed to be a living book. A living book. It is supposed to be so living that it is supposed to become flesh and walk in the midst of humanity. Hello. Hallelujah. Now somebody believes it. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1 said that the Word was made flesh. That's Jesus' flesh. That's not our flesh. Oh, give me a break. If we are to be called sons of God, then as the Son was, and as the Son is, so shall we also be like unto Him. Hallelujah! It's time for the people of God to rise up in the reality of the strength of truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But in order for that to happen, we must die. We are to be buried with Him in baptism like unto His death.
Amen.
That like as Christ was buried, so shall we raise. Praise! In a newness of life.
Amen.
Newness in my mind. I'm no longer thinking like an Asbel. I no longer think like an American. Hello? Hallelujah. But I think like my father thinks. Hallelujah. And I think like the kingdom in which I have now been translated into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can no longer have the emotions of my mother or my father. I can no longer have the emotions of my grandfathers or my grandmothers. Because I have been. I have been born again. Born. Born out of, I've been born out of Asbel. And I've been born into God. And I now have the soul of God inside of me that I have to nurture, that I have to encourage, that I have to resist the soul of my Adam nature. Lose them. So I say, God, change me. And God sends the fire down on top of me. Lose me. Lose me. Do you hear me? I was sitting, I was in Nairobi Airport. And you know, it had been a long day. It had been a long 2 days that I had been traveling. And it came time to load the plane. And we loaded and we got on the plane. But there was something wrong with the plane. They kept crawling up on the wing out there looking at something. And then they would get down and they'd go and they would start the thing. And then they would stop it and they'd get out and they'd go out and look at the wing again. You know, I thank God for His mercy. The devil has tried to kill me a lot of times. You know, and he doesn't seem to be able to do it. Sometimes he almost succeeded, but he hasn't been able to do it. Hallelujah. And so finally the pilot, he comes on the radio and he says, I'm very sorry, but we have a mechanical difficulty and we're going to have another plane. And I could say, praise God for the another plane. It was a little more difficult to say, praise God for the next 3 hours that we were sitting in the airport waiting for that plane. Fire. You're tired. Been traveling a long time. Hungry. They don't feed you sometimes, you know. Thirsty. Hallelujah. And you can see the tempers in the people, in the passengers, beginning to flare and beginning to get agitated. Hallelujah. It was such a spiritual experience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fire. That one is not too difficult. But you say, God, send the fire and change me. And sickness hits your body. Huh? Hallelujah. And we say, we're sick. It's my flesh. We don't necessarily look at it as the fire. We don't look at it as God sending the fire. Hallelujah. We need to change our perspective. We need to understand the spiritual reality of the circumstances of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me finish up here. So this word is to be made flesh. I want to go to John. Finish reading up there. Hallelujah. Amen. John chapter 1. Alright. And it talks about John coming prior to the first part of the chapter. Talks about John coming to bear witness of the light. Verse 5, we already covered that. Darkness in the darkness comprehended it not. And then it says in verse 8, John, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. There's many things I could say about this, but I want to close it up. But, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Amen. The primary purpose of the blood of Jesus Christ is not that you just be born again so that you can make it into heaven. But it's number one objective. The number one thing that it is designated to do and has the power to do or give you the ability to do it is to make you like Jesus Christ. Now. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My voice is getting better today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we thank God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we thank God for another day. We thank God for the things that God is speaking to us. And we thank God for the hearts to hear what God is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are times of great changes in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are times of great shakings in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were in the time when God is inspecting His church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is inspecting His church to make sure that we are building according to His design. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are all going to be weighed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Based on the design that God gave to us. So it's important that we make sure that we are building according to the pattern. So that our works will be approved of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not enough to just be building. He must be building according to a plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that your works will be approved at the end of the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something God has been putting in my heart for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As men that God has called into a place of leadership. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something that God is expecting of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want us to consider it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Brother Bot was speaking, he touched that matter when he said that the devil has joined the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, that is a very serious matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the very greatest needs of a church today is the ability to see and to hear and to discern by the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. The church is a spiritual body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a spiritual body. It is not seen with the eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not seen with the eyes. Man is comfortable with what he can see. What he can touch. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he can smell. We are comfortable with that. But we are not comfortable with the things that we can't see with the eyes. But God is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things that God does are spiritual. To be able to walk with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need a sense beyond the natural sense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, something happened to man at the very beginning when man sinned against God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man lost that sense that he had. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He lost the consciousness of the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he began to put his confidence in things that he can see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why men began to make idols. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they could not walk with their spiritual senses anymore. They could not make contact with a spiritual God anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so they began to make things they could see with the eyes. And say, this is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The same thing is happening to the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The more the church is losing touch with the spirit realm, the more we are putting our confidence in things we can see with the eyes. Every day this situation is getting worse and worse and worse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we say a building is the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we are putting confidence in things that we can see with the eyes. Hallelujah. God is revisiting the church to cause us to return back to the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is coming back again to bring light into our darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So awake our senses again to begin to see in the Spirit, to begin to hear in the Spirit, to begin to judge by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you can know a man of God
by
the title he puts on himself. I am pastor. I have a collar on my neck. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is my church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that we can see with the eyes. But the things of God are not like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus asked his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of times we go to Bible school because we are called to the ministry, and we go through years of Bible study to hear what men say about God, to listen to people's opinion about God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come out with a degree, you begin to feel very important based on somebody's opinion of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, what do men say of me?
One
said they said you are John the Baptist. The other school of thought says you are one of the prophets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what we learn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus asked them,
yes,
do you say that I am? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's God's question to you today. Who do you say that I am? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter had a revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, you are the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the Christ. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he told him,
Amen.
He said, flesh and blood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flesh and blood cannot reveal Christ to you.
He
said, but my Father who is in heaven, we need the revelation of God to be able to see the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you today that God brought you here for an encounter. Prepare for an encounter that will change your vision, that will change your perspective. Now, if you are not ready for that, this meeting is not for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I want to tell you that the same God who said in the beginning, said, let there be light, is shining again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is sending light to the church. And if you open your heart, the light will shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is separating light from darkness, because there is a mixture. Hallelujah. God is separating light from darkness. In the church today, we have been walking with a mixture of darkness and light. But the Bible said that God is light. In him there is no darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So since man lost touch with the heavens, hallelujah.
Amen.
He has been holding on to the natural. So every day our dresses are increasing.
Dresses.
Yes, the things we wear, the dress and the garments of the bishop. The cups are growing bigger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The titles are increasing. We are trying to do things to show people that we are spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirituality is felt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have the life of God in you, when somebody comes in contact with you, he feels it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He feels it.
Achulia.
Because it is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't need a signboard for it. You don't need a signboard to write it on your chest. Man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, having understood this, hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, the devil has joined the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's working in the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To undermine the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring us to have a form of godliness without the power.
Amen.
To bring us to a place where we have a form of godliness. To reduce things of the spirit to rituals and ceremonies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Lord is visiting again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saying, let there be light. Let there be light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God wants to deliver us from a substitute Christianity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is a master of substitutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When man lost the glory of God in the beginning, he began to sew fig leaves to cover his nakedness. And that is religion today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to read from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll read that and I will tell you a story. Praise the name of the Lord. Second Thessalonians. Okay. Chapter 2. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll read from verse
1.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that they shall not come except they are come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we will stop here for a while. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And look at this matter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now somebody wrote a letter to the church of Thessalonica claiming to be Paul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Telling them that the day of the Lord had come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it caused a lot of trouble in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some were afraid. If the day of the Lord has come, then that means I am in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord began, Paul began to write to them, say, ignore that letter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That before the day of the Lord comes, certain things are going to take place in the church.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Certain things will certainly take place in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, principally, there will be, what do you call it now? A falling away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to note that word. There will be a falling away. That word is a Greek word, apostasia. It means a rebellion. Hallelujah. A rebellion. A rebellion means for a man to rise up against constituted authority. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one of the meanings of that. It means that before the coming of the Lord, there is going to be a challenge at the headship of Christ. Now, I'm saying this because you are leaders. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this challenge is going to come up among the ranks of leaders. And those who claim to be leaders. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're going to be true apostles. They're going to be false apostles. Satan is going to masquerade as an angel of light. He is going to come as a minister of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan is going to be in the pulpit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you need to understand this. He said that Satan will masquerade. You know what a masquerade is? Hallelujah. Do you have masquerades in Kenya and Uganda? You have masquerades.
Yes.
That is a man wearing a mask. You cannot see his face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to come dressed up in something that he is not.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will have a title, pastor. Bishop. General
overseer,
man of God, he will wear that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you are impressed by these things, you will be deceived by him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I noticed that in the eastern part of Africa, you are very interested in titles. Hallelujah. A man will not introduce himself and says, I'm pastor so and so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why is he saying that? So that you respect him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those things mean nothing. Hallelujah. They mean nothing. What you call yourself means nothing. It's what God calls you that means something. Hallelujah. It's what God calls you that means something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whatever you call yourself, it is to impress men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The testimony that you need is God's testimony. What is God's testimony of you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But because we are impressed with titles, the devil will carry a lot of it with him. Hallelujah. You must discern. If a man says, I'm coming in the name of the Lord, it is your responsibility to know whether God has sent him. If you cannot know that, then you are in trouble. Then you will be deceived. Because the Bible says here that he will come with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. And he will deceive because you refuse to retain a love for the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the external, the outward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, man, looketh on the outward. You're impressed by the dress the man wears. You're impressed by the way he's walking. God looks on the heart. You must begin to look at the heart. Hallelujah. You have a capacity. You have an ability to look into the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man can deceive you because he has a wrong spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be discerning. Because Jesus says, many will come in my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are part of the signs of the times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God must touch our eyes to begin to see by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they will say, I am Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They didn't say, I am Jesus. They say, I am Christ. You know what the word Christ means? Christos.
Christos,
the anointed one. I am the anointed one. I have anointing. I am anointed of God. The many will come. I am a man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And shall deceive many. He said, go ye not after them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God must take us somewhere today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we do not see as men see. Because we are not mere men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are spiritual men. We are born of a spirit. We have a spirit that is alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to begin to tune up our spirits. As I'm talking to you, you must endeavor to hear God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I say to you, this voice you are hearing will not help you. You must hear the voice of Christ. It is the voice of the Son of Man that will give life to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will give life to you. So we don't come to hear men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that some of you have your idols. Big men of God that you like to read their books. You like to listen to them. Endeavor to hear God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the only way that you will not be deceived. There is no way at this time of the end that any individual can make any progress with God without hearing God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. That is the only way you can follow God. If you cannot hear God, you'll be following your pastors.
You'll
be following your senior pastors.
You'll
be following your bishops. And if a blind man lead a blind man, both of them will fall into the pit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to hear God. But the Bible says that when a man preaches, you that are listening, you should judge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that what the Bible says? You don't take it because I say it.
Some people say, I'm your pastor, I have said it, you must believe it. Better hear Christ. Don't hear your pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must hear Christ. It is only the voice of Christ that can be meaningful to you, that can be useful to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Paul was telling them that at this time of the end, before the Christ comes, certain things are going to happen in the church, and they are already happening. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said there will be a rebellion. Many are going to rise up and say, let us throw him off and let us take over. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you go to Luke chapter 19, there was a story, a parable that Jesus told them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus told them a parable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Zacchaeus came to see Jesus. He climbed up a tree. Jesus said, come down. I'm going to your house today. Today salvation has come to your house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he turned, he was heading towards Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was coming there as king. Praise the name of the Lord. Now some of them began to get excited. They say the day of the Lord has come. The kingdom of God is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what did they have in mind? A lot we are following Jesus for the personal benefits they were going to get, for the prestige that was associated with following Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So some people want to see Jesus. They will tell his disciples. The disciples will come and tell Jesus.
Okay.
And they will feel important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were interested in the titles and the positions they were going to get. They hope that Jesus will overthrow the Romans and then become a king, and they themselves will become ministers, important ministers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they were struggling for it. James and John said, we want to sit at your left and at your right hand. So I will be the senior pastor, you will be my assistant pastor, you will be my assistant pastor. They were looking for positions. Many are looking for positions in the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus told them a parable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that a king called his people of his country, said, I'm going away to receive a kingdom. When I receive this kingdom, I'm going to come back to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he went away on a far journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now if you read your Bible very well, something terrible happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The citizens of that country, they came together and they had a big conference, an international pastors conference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they came out with a resolution. They said, this man will no longer be our head. We will not have this man to rule over us. Who was that man? Who was that king? Hallelujah. That king, the Lord Jesus Christ, who are the citizens of his country? Does anybody know? Who are the citizens of his country? What is the name of his country? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What I'm telling you,
is perhaps one of the most important things that you're going to hear. The scriptures are set there for us as an example for us, as a warning to us. There was a rebellion. They said, this man will not be heard anymore. We will take over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you, I don't know if anybody has told you before, but there is a challenge, an attack on the headship of Jesus Christ. Who will be head in the church? There is something going on in the church. Hallelujah. The doctrines you hear about church leadership are designed to put man in charge. Hallelujah. And I will tell you again, there is something within man that loves to be in charge. Something within man likes to be in charge. To have people doing what you want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's an ancient mystery. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning my brother was talking about the lie that the enemy sowed in the garden. Hallelujah. The devil sowed a lie to the woman. You don't have to obey him. Hallelujah. You can do what you like. You will be as God. You will be able to decide what is good and evil. You don't have to consult God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to consult him. Take charge of your life. Take charge of this garden. Take charge of your church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was a lie of the enemy. It's a very ancient lie. It is also a modern lie. Hallelujah. Jesus is the head of his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's taking back his church. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, where does that leave you as a leader? Hallelujah. You have to consider it very seriously. So that you decide if you still want to be a leader. Perhaps when you came into leadership, what you thought about leadership was what you saw in the world. Ministers. Important men. Men at the top. In the church. Leaders are under. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are the ones with the basin washing the feet of the disciples. Is that what Jesus told the disciples? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a very humble position. He said, he that will be great among you. Let him become your servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it says here that this thing, hallelujah,
amen,
said that day shall not come except there shall come a falling away. So it means a rebellion. It also means a turning away from the truth. A defection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moving away from loyalty to one authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And joining with another authority. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He says who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. This is the spirit that is already at work in the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something within man Working within man, encouraging man to promote himself above God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To promote himself above God. And in doing so, man brings himself in opposition to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man is a minister.
He
is a pastor. He's a leader, but he's actually opposing God. In ministering, in leading, in pastoring, he's opposing God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he's not allowing Christ to be heard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To have direct contact with his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you a story. And don't forget this story. There was a young man named Absalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a word the Lord has been saying. Speak this word everywhere you go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you need to hear it. Now, Absalom was the son of David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was a prince in Israel. All the king's sons were leaders in Israel. But there was one king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Absalom had an ambition in his heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had an ambition to be king. But the king was still alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had ambition to be king. And so he began to plan. He began to scheme how he will overthrow the king and take over the people. Praise the name of the Lord. What did he do? Now he went and prepared his own throne. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And set it before the throne of David. David is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The head of the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Absalom set his own throne. So before, if you want to see David, you have a problem. You have a need. Somebody is taking your land. Somebody is oppressing you. You are supposed to go to the king. And the king will execute judgment on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Absalom sees a man coming. You know, this man wants to see David. He said, hey, come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He would divert the man to himself and hug the man. Oh, brother, what is your name? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which tribe do you come from? What is your problem? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was winning the hearts of the people to himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, one of the things we learn about ministry today is how you can attach people to yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ministers make themselves indispensable. They say you cannot hear God. Listen to me. So that I can speak a word for you. So that I can tell you what God is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every Christian who is born of God has a spirit that has been renewed. You have a capacity to hear God. Seek to hear God for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Absalom will call the man. What is your problem? And funnily enough, whatever the man's problem is, whatever the man's case is, Absalom says you are right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the man beats his wife, Absalom says that woman must be a difficult woman. Hallelujah. That's why you beat her. I'm sure she has been troubling you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Absalom will tell the people what they want to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ministry today speaks to the people what they want to hear. Whatever they will bring the congregation, that's the message they will preach. To win people to themselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That people will say what they want to hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the man has finished, Absalom said, oh, there is a problem in Israel. There is no man who is deputy to the king. If only I was made a deputy to the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you something today. Jesus has no deputy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus has no deputy. If any man tells you he is deputy to Christ, run away from him. He is planning a rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is ruling his church directly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is governing his church directly. Hallelujah. A leader is only a channel through which Christ is administering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you connect well with God, He will flow through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you speak a word, He said, if a man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You speak because God is speaking through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the people respond to you because it is God that they are hearing. Not because you are pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men want to see Jesus. They don't want to see you. They want to hear Christ. They don't want to hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so,
no, Rachel,
Absalom stole the hearts of the people. That's what the Bible says. When you steal, you are taking something that does not belong to you. The affection of the people must be to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, many are putting their pastors. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are very bitter pills to swallow. But if you want to be a leader, approved of God, then you must come to this point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the point when Absalom felt he had now gotten control, hallelujah,
Amen.
He had gotten control of enough people, he now came out openly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is hidden in the church today? What is hidden in the church today? Very soon is about to be opened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that that man of sin will soon be revealed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now he is walking subtly in the church. But you must discern it. So that you are not deceived. You are not overtaken by it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil was the first person to do the same thing. This story of Absalom is a story of the rebellion of Satan. In that picture, hallelujah,
Amen.
We see something that happened before man was created. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he began to nurse this ambition, and he began to whisper among the other angels,
this was
he began to whisper, hallelujah,
Amen.
And undermine God's authority. He said, you don't have to always obey him. Hallelujah. You can decide for yourself. I think we're all better deciding for ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A true minister of the gospel will seek to bring the people into a relationship with the head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The more the people come into a relationship with Christ, the less relevant you become. Hallelujah. Are you prepared to diminish? Are you prepared to decrease? John the Baptist said, I must decrease. Hallelujah. Amen. Let that spirit be in you. Today men want to increase. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They want their throne to increase. Hallelujah. Amen. When the pastor sits here, Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, I will sit above the congregation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will be like the Most High. That is the spirit. That is the spirit of Absalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today, you have the clergy, and you have the laity. There is no clergy. Clergy.
Priesthood.
Okay. Not priesthood. Clergy.
Clergy.
The pastors and the congregation.
Okay. Abasumba nechibina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no separation. I'm sure my brother will speak more about that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's people are not two groups. Bible says there is one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One body.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not body of clergy.
Amen.
And body of laity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is not God's purpose. And that is not God's plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God calls you, He calls you to lead the people of God into a relationship with the head. The more the church matures, the less important you become. Hallelujah. Now that is not easy on the carnal man, because you want the people to recognize you, to consult you. But the people cannot remain babes forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4. That God set ministries in the body so that the church will grow to maturity and not remain babes forever, tossed to and fro. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This spirit of Absalom is a spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a challenge on the headship of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. There's so much you could say about that, but I believe we have touched it enough today. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord returns, He will judge that spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you as a people must not be caught up in that spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
John the Baptist said that the bride belongs to the bridegroom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church belongs to Christ. The church belongs to Christ. That's an important lesson. I don't know what happens here. I don't know. But in Nigeria,
people
say, this is my church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't like it, get out. Praise the name of the Lord. You better get out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is a substitute church. And there is the body of Christ. The substitute church is an organization. The body of Christ is a living thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil wants to trap us in something that has no life. Praise the name of the Lord. Where we are engaging rituals and ceremonies and things that cannot bring life to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord is coming to inspect. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is coming to inspect.
He's
coming to judge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cannot take over God's church. Like those husbandmen. You remember that parable? That the man planted a vineyard and let it out to husbandmen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you are holding belongs to somebody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The husbandman said, let us take over the vineyard. Let the vineyard become our own. Don't get caught up in that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a rebellion.
Amen.
But we must not be a part of it. There were 200 men who went to Absalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Absalom began to plan this rebellion, he appointed 50 horsemen to go in front of him. Now 50 is the number of Pentecost. This is something that is happening in the Pentecostal church. He began to promote himself. He began to advertise himself. When Absalom is going today, I don't know if your ministers here have bodyguards. Big convoy. Beware of Absalom. Hallelujah. He has 5 vehicles in front, 5 vehicles behind. When these things are happening, something is going on. Very soon that rebellion will come out openly. Now many are still pretending to be ministers of Christ. Absalom was still pretending to be loyal to David. But when he has enough support, when he has captured the loyalty of the people, every day they are attaching the people more to themselves. People are seeing more and more of the pastor and less of Christ. When he has enough control, then he will reveal his full manifestation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That time it will not be hidden anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want to round up with this. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very important. God must have your ears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God must have your ears. Not man. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, a similar rebellion took place in the scriptures at Mount Sinai. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God said, Moses, come up the mountain. I'm going to give you a kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Moses went up. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ went up Mount
Zion.
Immediately he left, there was under rebellion. Hallelujah. The people said, we don't want this man again. This man who brought us out of Egypt. Aaron, make us gods. We want a substitute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Aaron asked them only one thing. Said, give me the golden earrings in your ears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it says, as a wise reprover upon an obedient ear, so is golden earrings.
So golden earrings speak about the ability to receive and hear sound doctrine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a spiritual endowment. Don't allow any man to take it away from you. You see, when you begin to hear wrong doctrine over a period of time, you lose the capacity to hear sound doctrine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your ears have been, your golden earrings have been taken away. And then somebody can tell you anything. Hallelujah. God says, bring your wife to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you surprised at the kind of thing that pastors are telling their congregation today? Sometimes I wonder, say, disciples see, they surrender their golden earrings. Submit your ears to the Lord, and you will not hear the voice of another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not hear the voice of another. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the Lord sent Abraham, sent his servant to get a bride for Isaac, when he found the girl, the first thing he gave her was golden earrings. From that day she would not hear of another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to stop here. I pray that God has spoken to
you
in one way or the other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to pray about this matter and ask God questions. Lord, what is going on in the church today? Open my eyes to see. Open my ears to hear. Open my heart to discern, so that I can run for my life. Because when Absalom began to come, David called those who were close to him. Pack your bags. Let us get out of this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Absalom catches up with us, he will destroy us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh. He said, arise, let us get out of this place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I pray that God will touch our hearts, so that we can begin to separate ourselves from that which is not God, but which is pretending to be God, so that we can join ourselves to that which is God. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.
I think we should take a break. Okay.